For those of you who are interested in learning Biblical Hebrew, this course is going to focus on the textbook by EKS Publishing Company called The First Hebrew Primer, 3rd Edition. If you have a copy of that textbook, if you turn with me to Chapter 1, let's begin by learning the alphabet, or in Hebrew we would call it the Aleph-Bet. The text says students new to Hebrew will need to work carefully through the first three chapters, which cover the alphabet and rules for pronunciation. I cannot emphasize that enough. The fundamental principles for pronouncing any Hebrew word are learned in the first three chapters. Once you finish the first three chapters, you should be able to read virtually any Hebrew word that you come across. You may not have a clue what it means, but you should be able to pronounce it. Looking down the page, it begins with a topic called Hebrew and English. I'm going to start with the left-hand side, which is about English, and compare it to the right-hand side, which is about the Hebrew alphabet. Under the English alphabet, number one says English is read and written from left to right. That is just the opposite of Hebrew. So under the Hebrew alphabet, number one says Hebrew is read and written from right to left. If we miss that fundamental principle, it'll be very difficult to read and understand Hebrew. Number two, under English, it says in the English alphabet, there are 26 letters, some of which are vowels like A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y, and some are consonants like B, C, D, G, etc. However, in the Hebrew alphabet, as we see on number two on the right-hand side, there are only 22 letters, but they are all consonants. Vowels and dots and dashes are added below, beside, or above the consonants to tell us what the vowel should be, but those are not letters. They're simply called vowel points. So there are 22 Hebrew letters in the alphabet, and all of them are consonants. There are no vowels. The vowels are just dots, dashes, and other kinds of marks that are above, below, or beside the consonants. Number three, under the English column, we read that the English alphabet has both capital and small or lowercase letters. But we notice on the Hebrew side that the Hebrew alphabet does not have capital letters. It only has one size letter. But then when we read the Torah scrolls, we're going to see some letters are really, really big and some are really, really small. Those are written that way to teach us something special. What exactly God tries to convey when he does that is a matter of interpretation. Back to the English side on number four. It says English letters are not written differently when they appear at the end of a word. In other words, all the letters look the same in a word from the beginning to the end. But under the Hebrew column, you find that there are five Hebrew letters that have a different form. That is, they look different when they appear at the end of a word. They're called sophit forms, S-O-F-I-T, sophit forms. It's not a different letter. It just looks a little bit different. And we'll learn those as we go through the first several chapters. Under the English alphabet, number five says, it is impossible to learn to read English without knowing the meaning of words because letters and letter combinations can be pronounced in so many different ways. They give the example of the letter C. How is the letter C pronounced? Well, in the word cat, it's got a K sound, and the word circle, it's got a S sound. So unless you know what the word is, you don't know exactly what sound the letter C would make. But under the Hebrew column, number five says Hebrew consonant vowels are nearly always pronounced the same. Of course, when you see nearly always, that means that there's times that there are exceptions. But as a general rule, an abate is always pronounced like abate and a dalet like a dalet. Number five goes on under Hebrew to say, therefore, it is possible to learn to read Hebrew without knowing the meaning of words. Back to the English column, number six, says English is pronounced differently in various countries, such as England, Australia, and the United States. Under the Hebrew column, it says Hebrew also has various pronunciations, primarily the Ashkenazic and the Sephardic. The Ashkenazic dialect is generally spoken by Jewish people that are raised in the area of Germany, Hungary, over there in that portion of the world. And the Sephardic pronunciation are used by the Jews that are raised in the areas of Spain and Portugal, that portion of the world. And this book is going to use the Sephardic pronunciation because that's supposed to be what the official language and pronunciation, the dialect, is in Israel. So turn to page 2. Page 2 has the alphabet chart. In this book, we're going to deal with two of the columns primarily. The first column that's so very important to us is the book print column. That's the column in which Torah scrolls are written. And if you want to read an English published Bible that uses Hebrew letters, so one that uses the Hebrew language but is published here in America, it's going to use the book print form. And I think most all that I've seen that were printed in Israel also use the book print form. The block and script columns are used for less formal writings. But the book print column is used for the Torah scrolls, that is the copies of the Bible in Hebrew. And the column to the right of the book print column is called final form. We mentioned there are five letters that have a final form or sophit form, that is those five letters that you see in the final form column. It is the same letter that you see in the book print column, only this is the way it looks when it appears at the end of a word, with only one exception that I can think of, and there's great theological significance in that. So if we look down on page 2, the book print column, that first letter is an Aleph. Aleph. It is a silent letter. That is, the letter itself, in today's modern Hebrew, makes no sound whatsoever. Then why do we have a letter if it's going to be silent? The answer is, it will have vowel points, and the vowels will be pronounced. So you need to have some way to start a word with a vowel. And of course, there are no vowels in the Hebrew alphabet. So you have a consonant like Aleph that is silent, and the vowel points are pronounced. The second letter down is called a Bet, and the Bet has two forms. The Bet with the dot in the middle, that dot's called a dagesh, makes a B sound like in boy. If you have a bait that has no dot in it, no dagesh, it's called a bait still, but it makes a V sound like in vine. So with the dot, it's hard, ba, and without the dot, it's a soft V. The next letter is called a gimel. It makes the sound like a G in the word girl. Gimel, girl. The next letter is called a dalet, and it makes a D sound like in the English word door. Next letter is called a hey, and it makes an H sound, as in the English word house. Next letter is called a vav, and it makes a V sound, like the word vine in English. The next letter is a zayin, which makes a Z sound, as in the word zebra. The next letter is called a chet. And yes, that's a hard letter for English speakers to pronounce. It's a chet, like C-H-E-T, but with a rasping ch sound, like in the word Bach, the German composer, Johann Sebastian Bach. The next letter is called a tate. It's the one that looks kind of like a French poodle with its nose up in the air, like Pepe Le Pew from the old cartoons. It's called a tate, and it makes a T sound, as in tall. The next letter is a yod. Yod makes a Y sound, as in yes. This is the smallest of the Hebrew letters. When Messiah in Matthew 5 says, not a jot or a tittle, this is what is a jot. Through Greek into English, it's the yod. It's the smallest Hebrew letter. Looks like an apostrophe in English. It's a really small letter. The next consonant, the next letter, is a kaf. With a dot in it, makes a hard K sound like kitty. And without the dot, called the dagesh, it makes a rasping ch sound as in Bach. So it makes the same sound as the chet if it has no dot in the middle. The next letter is called a lamed. Lamed makes an L sound as in the word look. The next letter is a mame, and the mame makes an M sound, in as in the English word mother. The next letter is a noon, and the noon makes an N sound, as in nail. The next letter is a samech, which makes an S sound, as in the English word sun. And the next next three chapters, chapters 1, 2, and 3, are going to go over each of these letters again. But since it's here in the book in a complete column, I just want you to see it. Underneath the samech, we have another silent letter called an ayin. An ayin, it makes no sound, like the aleph made no sound. The next letter is the pei, and the pei makes a P sound as in people when it has a dot in it, that dogesh. Without the dot or dogesh, it makes an F sound as in food. The next letter is a tzade, which makes a TS sound, like in the English word nuts. Be careful not to confuse it with a Z sound like Zion, because it's very easy to do that. But the sound is like a TS in the word nuts. Then we have a kof. Kof makes, it says in the book, a K sound as in kitty. But I like to think of it as a Q sound like in quack, because it looks kind of like a Q to me. Next we have a resh, but the Hebrew and the Sephardic tends to roll it like the Spanish letter R, so we say resh, and it makes an R sound as in robin or robin. I really don't care if you rolled it or not, but I want you to know that in Israel you'll hear it rolled. And then we have the letter sheen. With the dot over the right-hand side of the sheen, it makes an SH sound as in shape. If the dot is on the left-hand side, it just makes an S sound as in sun. So a sheen with the dot on the left makes the same sound as the samek. Can't distinguish the two. And the last final letter is the letter tav, which makes a T sound as in tall. The very same sound the tate made. So again, look at page 2. I'm going to read down the book print column, and you echo me, please. Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, He, Vav, Zayin, Chet, Tate, Yod, Kof, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samech, Ayin, Pei, Tzadeh, Kof, Resh, Sheen, and Tav. Very good. Turn to page 3, please, where we're going to learn the first 6 letters and the first 2 vowel points. Remember, they're not consonants, they're not letters, they're just points. That's dots, dashes, or other such symbols below, above, or to the left of the consonant. If you look at the chart on the top of page 3, under where it says the first 6 letters, where in my book it has 3 T's in letters, and let me say there are several printings of this book, and they're not all exactly the same. So there will be times that I will tell you what a word is, and you look in your book and go, no, it's not. That's because you have a different printing of the book, and they decided to change out a word. So don't let it throw you. But in the chart under where it says the first 6 letters and 2 vowels, look at the book print column form, which is the second column from the left, and you have the aleph. Say that, aleph. It is a silent letter. The next letter is a beit, which with the dot makes a B sound as in boy, and without it a V sound as in vine. It is important to have the different sounds, one hard, one soft, because if you remember, all biblical Hebrew was designed and meant to be sung. So sometimes letters have to soften or harden to make the melody flow. So that's a good explanation of why they do it. It may not be the only explanation, but it's one I've heard. The next letter is a gimel. Say gimel. Pronounced like the letter G in girl. The next letter is a dalet, makes a D sound as in door. Then a he, which makes an H sound as in house. But I must say, if the he is the last letter of a word, and there's no vowel with it, it's going to be silent. Like the English name Deborah, which has an H at the end, that H is silent because Deborah is a Hebrew name. It's a Hebrew word that's just been transliterated over into English, meaning they used English letters to make you say Deborah. The last letter is a Vav, which makes a V sound, as in vine. We have numbered notes under the chart. There are five of them. The first one says the letter Aleph is only pronounced with a vowel, otherwise it's not pronounced. That's why we call it a silent letter. Second one says the Bet and Bet are the same letter, although Bet with the dot is pronounced V as in boy, and Bet without the dot is pronounced V as in vine, but it's still the same letter, the letter Bet. Note 3 says the letters Bet and Vav, when the Bet has no dot, are pronounced the same way, V as in vine, or V. And number 4, when the letter Hey comes to the end of a word without a vowel, it's silent. We just talked about that with the example of Deborah, or in Hebrew, Devorah. Number 5 says Hebrew letters sometimes have dots in the middle, but there are only a few cases in which the dot changes pronunciation. It says you've learned one of these, that was the letter Bet. But on page 2, we also saw that it changes the way the kaf is pronounced, the way the pay is pronounced, and the way the sheen is pronounced, depending upon where the dot is. And then let's learn two Hebrew vowel points. It says vowels are shown by adding dots and dashes below or beside, and in my book I wrote, or above, consonants. I don't know why they left that out, but a dot above a consonant is pronounced like an O. So vowels are shown by adding dots and dashes below, beside, or above consonants. Two vowels are shown below. Both are added below the consonants, and both are pronounced in the same way. The X in the example below represents any Hebrew consonant. There is no X in Hebrew. They just use that as a symbol, say, it doesn't matter what the letter is. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet makes no difference. If you have one of these two vowel points under it, it's pronounced aw, as in yacht. So the one on the right of the line that says aw, as in yacht, that looks like a little T under the letter, is called a kamates. And the one to its left, that is just a flat bar, is called a patak. Whether you learn what the vowel points are called or not, it's really not important. What's important is you remember how to pronounce them. So either one of these is pronounced aw, as in yacht. Below where it says aw, as in yacht, it says when a vowel is written below a consonant, pronounce the consonant first and then the vowel. When a vowel appears below an aleph, which is silent, remember, pronounce the vowel only. So give the example, if you have a bet with a kamate, it makes a syllable of ba. So you pronounce the b, then the a, together it's ba. And the one at the bottom, an aleph plus a patak, is just the syllable a, because the aleph makes no sound. Please turn to page 4 to reading practice. Please follow along in the book with your finger, because when you're reading syllables, it's easy to get lost. I'm going to start at the right-hand side of line 1, which has an aleph with a kamates below it. And I'm going to read the syllables one at a time and echo me, please, on line 1. Let's start. Ah, 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 ba, ba, va, ga, ga, ah, va, ga, ba, ah. Let me tell you something about Hebrew syllables, even though we're going to learn it later in the book. There are only two types of Hebrew syllables. One is called an open syllable, which is one consonant and its vowel. The other type is a closed syllable, which has a consonant, vowel point, in a second consonant. So in line 1, every syllable was open except the last one where we have aleph with a kamates and another aleph. Because there are two consonants in that syllable, it's called a closed syllable, and it's the only one in that line. Whenever you see a vowel in Hebrew that indicates a syllable, every syllable can have only one vowel. So on line 1, every syllable we had was simply a syllable by itself. Same is true on lines 2 through 6. Now echo me please on line 2. Ah, ba, ga, ah, va, ga, da, 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 ah, da, ba, and ba. The last one in line 2, ba, is a closed syllable because there are two consonants. Every other syllable in line 2 was open. If you see a Hebrew word with two vowels, you know there are two syllables. If there are three vowels, there are three syllables. That makes it easy to break Hebrew words into syllables. A letter, a consonant, if you will, a letter that has a vowel with it always begins a syllable. Line 3, echo me please. Ha, da, ga, va, ha, ah, va, da, ah, ha, da, hog. Now that last word in line 3, hog, sounds like the English word for a big male pig. But understand that because a word in Hebrew sounds like an English word doesn't mean they have anything in common. This Hebrew word hog has nothing to do with the pig. Line 4. Echo me please. Va, 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 ha, da, va, ah, ba, va, va, ga, da, dog. That last word in line 4 sounds like the English word dog, like a little pet animal, but it's not. Again, because the Hebrew word sounds like English does not necessarily mean they're related. Line 5, we have da, va, ha, ah, va, va, ba, ga, ah, da, ba, ah, av. The last word in line 5, again, is a closed syllable, av. Line 6, echo me please. Ah, ba, va, ga, da, ha, va, da, va, ha, ba, ga, gav. And feel free to back up the recording and to go over this reading practice as much as you need to till you can read it fluently and easily and recognize what the consonants and the vowel points together sound like as a syllable. Continuing on page 4, the next 5 letters and 1 new vowel. The first letter in the chart, look at the book print column, is Zayin, which makes a Z sound as in zebra. Then you have the chet, which makes that rasping ch sound as in the English word bach. Hard one for an English speaker. The next letter is the tate, makes a T sound as in tall. Next is the yod, which makes the Y sound as in yes. And finally we have the kaf, which with the dogesh in it, that little dot, makes a K sound as in kitty, and without that little dot, makes the rasping CH sound as in Bach, same as the chet did. And then under the chart, you have the new vowel. It's called a hirek, a hirek. And a hirek can look one of two ways, either as a dot under the consonant followed by a yod, or is the dot under the consonant alone. In either case, it's called a hirek and makes a long E sound like the English vowel in B, like the kind that goes around and stings people, B. So with the yod, I tend to call it a hirek yod, and without the yod, just a hirek, but it's the same vowel, makes the same sound. The yod here is not a consonant, it's part of the vowel. Let's look at the notes under the chart. Note 1 says cough and cough are the same letter, although cough with the dot is pronounced K as in kitty, and cough without the dot is pronounced ch, as in Bach. Number two, the letters chait and cough without the dogish are both pronounced with a rasping H sound, as in the German pronunciation of the word Bach. Much easier for German speakers to say because they have that sound in their language. The third note under the chart on page 4 says, the new vowel hirek may be written in two ways, as a dot under a consonant, or as a dot under a consonant followed by yod, as in hirek yod. The addition of the yod does not change the sound of the vowel. There is no difference in the pronunciation of B and B. Both sound like the English word B. Page 5. Top of the page talks about look-alike letters. It says some letters look alike and may be confused by the beginning reader, but note the differences. On the right-hand side, we have a vav, then a zayin, then a yod. See how the yod doesn't come all the way down to the line like the other letters do? It's more like our apostrophe in English. The vav on the right-hand side has a stem that goes up and a stem that goes over to the left, where the zayin, the top line, crosses the upright. See that? So vav, zayin, and yod. With the next set of letters to the left of the vav, zayin, and yod, we have a bait and a kaf, but without the dogesh. But notice that the bottom of the bait, the line extends past the upright, where on the kaf it does not. The kaf is more rounded like English letter C. So that's a bait and a kaf. And then to the left of those, we have a bait and a kaf, but with a dot. Okay, same comments as the bait and kaf without a dot. And then to the very left, we have a hay and a chait. Notice the only difference really between the two is with the hay, there's a gap on the left upright. Doesn't go all the way to the top. Where with the chait, the letter is completely closed up. Then they give us some checkup words. It says, in many examples in this book, Hebrew letter and vowel combinations are shown with English words that have the same sound. This will make it easier for you to check your pronunciation of new Hebrew letters and vowels as you learn them. It does not mean that these Hebrew words mean what the English words do. They just make the same sound. So starting on the upper right-hand side of the checkup words, the first one is bog. Bog. The second one is odd, like you're an odd fellow. The third one is Bob, like the English name, Bob. And the one to the extreme left on the top line is ha-ha, which sounds like somebody laughing. Ha-ha. That little dash between the two ha's doesn't mean anything at all. So pretend that isn't even there. It's just ha-ha. Second line, we have a bach. It's a bait with a kamates and a chait, which makes a bach sound. That's the way in Hebrew you would spell the name Bach for the composer. Then to the left of that, you have a word with a hey, a hirik, and a tate, which makes the sound heat, like the English word for heat. To the left of that, we have key. And to the very left, it says, aha. Hebrew words tend to be accented on the last syllable. There are exceptions, but the general rule is you accent the last syllable. That's why it's aha. The third line, you have an aleph, which is silent, and a hirek followed by a tate, which makes the sound eat. It's just one syllable, but is it open or is it closed? That's right, it's a closed syllable because there are two consonants, the aleph and the tate. How do you know it's only one syllable? Because there's only one vowel. Then to the left of eat, it says yacht. To the left of yacht, it says easy. Then we have an exercise. It says every chapter ends with exercises. It may seem that we've included too many, but we urge you to do them all. In learning a language, as in learning to drive a car, practice is the most important part. Then it says, number one, pronounce the letters below. Circle letters in each line that are the same as the letters in the box. Because I can't show you what I'm circling, I'm just going to read you the letters. And you echo me, please, on line one. It's vav, Beit, Vav, He, Yod, Zayin, Vav, Yod, Vav, Yod. Line 2, we have Beit, Kof, Beit, He, Kof, Beit, Beit, Vav, Kof, Beit. Line 3, we have Chet, He, Chet, Beit, He, Vav, Chet, He, Vav, Kof. Line 4, we have Kof, Beit, Kof, Kof, Beit, Chet, He, Kof, Kof, Beit. Line 5, Aleph, Kof, Beit, Aleph, Gimel, He, Dalet, Olive, Vav, Chet. Line 6, Dalet, Aleph, Gimel, Kof, Kof, Dalet, Beit, Yod, Dalet, Chet. Line 7, Zayin, Beit, Dalet, Vav, Zayin, Tate, Kof, Yod, Aleph, Zayin. Very good. Page 6. Exercise number 3. It says, read aloud the following letter and vowel combinations. I would call them syllables. So exercise number 2, line 1. Echo me, please. Z, Z, za, 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 va, va, be, za, zi, ah, zag. Line 2. Chi, cha, ha, chi, he, e, be, cha, zi, chi, zi, chi, ha. How many syllables in that word? 2 syllables. How do you know? There's 2 vowels. So both syllables are open. Chi is a syllable. Ha is a syllable. Line 3. Echo me, please. T, ta, t, ha, z, a, v, ha, z, ta, d, beat. Line 4. Yi, ya, ya, vi, va, zi, gi, yi, va, va, ba, yad. Line 5. Ki, ka, ka, ba, va, va, ki, bi, E, V, V, Keat. Line 6. Chi, ki, cha, cha, ba, v, v, gi, da, cha, cha, bach. Line 7. V, v, ha, he, ha, da, di, gi, di, ba, bi, eat. Line 8. Va, ha, da, ga, ba, a, ka, ya, ta, ha, za, baz. Line 9, e, b, ga, da, he, va, z, cha, t, ya, ki. Line 10, ready? Echo me, please. Caught, heat, hot, of, geed, vav, za, ach, keys. Exercise 3 says using either block or script style, read each of the letters you've learned 10 times each, first without vowels, then with vowels. As you write, say the sounds out loud. Remember that Hebrew is written from right to left. I'm going to assume that you did that. And let's go on to number 4. Read the following combinations of letters aloud. So we're on page 6, exercise 4, line 1. Echo me, please. Av, Od, Og, Oz, Bot, Vach, Ba, Va, Ava. Line 2. Heat, heave, heave, heed, yich, ye, be, ki, beca. Line 3. Ought, boz, vees, eat, gav, dog, tea, he, da, yog. Notice on line 3, the last word, da, yog, the dalet with its kamates is the first syllable, which is open, and the yog is a second syllable, which is closed. You know that the yod begins the second syllable because there is a vowel under it. Line 4, echo me please. Kach, be, vav, kiv, got, heed, yod, zacha, gida. Line 5, hog, chag, ziv, tav, ki, yach, div, god, kacha. Line 6, zach, ta, yid, kav, kiv, bog, da, vid, chida. Line 7, god, kav, ba, be, av, hav, bog, beat, chata. Page 7. Using either block or script style, write out exercise 4, say the sounds as you write. I will assume you have done that. Number 6 says spell the following English words with Hebrew letters and vowels. Do these words as many different ways as you can. Meaning if you have, like number 17, the word taught, the T sound can be either the tate or the tav, and there's two of them, so you have a variety of ways you could spell a word that sounds like the English word taught. On to page 7, exercise 7. It says, read the following real Hebrew words. Up to this point, we've just had syllables. They're probably meaningless for the most part, but these are real Hebrew words. So, exercise 7, line 1, echo me please, avi, oz, ach, achad, av, ahav, aviv, avad. Don't worry about what these words mean at the moment. We will learn them as we do vocabulary over the next 29 chapters. Line 2, ava, av, akad, achaz, ba, ba'a, batach, biza. Line 3. Baz, bazad, bad, bada, badad, badad, bahat, bi'a. Line 4. Baza, bazaz, ki, ga'a. Now the next word, the fifth word on that line, I think you have a different word than I do. I think your word is ga'av. Again, ga'av. The next word, third from the end, is gav, then gava, then gadad. Line 5, god, gadi, gada, gaha, gaza, giza. Hagad Gazaz. Line 6, echo me please. Gid, Da'og, Da'a, Davav, Diba, Daga, Dayag, Dida. Line 7, David, David, Dava, Dacha, Hagig, Haga, Hada, He. Line 8, Hava, Hava, Ka'av, Ha'av, Haya, Ha'hi, Ha'ach, and Hav. Line 9, Havi, Hazav, Zavad, Zavach, Zibach, Zav, Zahav, Hazahav. Line 10. Oh, you have something different than I have for the first word. I believe you have Ha-Chi-Ba. Number 2, Yadav. Third one, Zog. Then Zaza. Then Ziv. Ziz. Ziza. And finally on line 10, Zaka. Line 11, echo me please. Chava. Chavat. Chag. Chagi. Chaga. Chagav. Chagag. Chada. Line 12. Chadad. Chadid. Chada. Chiva. Chaza. Chach. Chata. Chita. Line 13. Chaya. Chida. Chaya. Tav. Tabach. Tach. Teet. Ya'av. Line 14. Ya'a. Yiga. Yad. Hayad. Yadi. Yada. Yidach. Yachad. Line 15. Kavad. Ka'av. Kava. Kad. Kiha. Kazav. Ki. Kaha. And that, my friends, brings us to the end of chapter 1. Normally, in our beginning Hebrew classes, it will take us at least a month to get through chapter 1. So if you sat here for the last hour and said, I don't have it yet, don't worry. You shouldn't have it yet. But repeat portions of this lesson until you're comfortable with these first few consonants plus the vowel points that we've learned so far. In the next chapter, we will learn the last half of the alphabet and some more of the vowels. Hope to meet you again later. Bye now.